Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
Welcome to That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. I'm Joey Donovan, glad to have you with us. Coming up after we get started for the day, we're going to have Chris West and RJ Robbins to talk about what's going on this hour with Sci-Fi News and Comment. Next hour, Denise Roper joins me. She is author of the book, The Lord of the Hallows, Christian Symbolism, and themes in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series, as well as the Lord of the Rings book series as well. We'll hear from her in hour number two. And we'll also keep our finger on the pulse in regards to a very important day today, May 1st, which is Free Comic Book Day. What is that? We'll explain it later in our second hour. In the meantime, just want to go ahead and thank our sponsors for this hour, Atlantic Shores Hospital, Sound Pillow, Betchard & Associates. We also want to thank our internet partners as well, InTheRooms.com, MySoberScene.com, and VacancyLove.com. And just a heads up, every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, as well, you know, we air this fine program, Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m. and 10 to 11 p.m. Saturdays with That Sci-Fi Show from 4 to 6 p.m. and Sunday nights, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, all about addiction recovery with John Hollis. Every Thursday at 10 p.m. on Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Relapse Prevention with Terry Gorski. And Sunday nights, Holistic Lifestyles Radio, syndicated on the following AM stations: KLNG in Omaha, Nebraska, WSKY, Asheville, North Carolina, WFAM, Augusta, Georgia, WITK-AM, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, PA, WNVY-AM, Pensacola, Florida, and WYYC-AM, York, Pennsylvania. So just a heads up on that. Also, you can also check us out on blogtalkradio.com. If you're listening to us right now, welcome. Streaming audio at wwnnradio.com. And also check out our website for anything and everything pertaining to this fine radio program, holisticlifestylesradio.com. So stay tuned. Coming up after the break, we will have sci-fi news and comment, and that will be coming up after we pay some bills and take care of our sponsors. You are listening to That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Stay with us.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with sound meditation therapy designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Bit of the Ravi Shankar for this hour. For this week on that broadcast of that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Welcome back to the program. I'm Joey Donovan. Glad to have you with us. By the way, before we go into the fun this hour with sci-fi news and comment, forgot to mention Mondays at 10 p.m., Ken Seeley of the series Intervention 911 taking your calls every Monday, 10 to 11 Eastern Time on Ask the Interventionist. So just a heads up on that, Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Monday night at 10 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time. Joey Donovan here. Glad to have you with us. And also with me in studio, Chris West, RJ Robbins. Gentlemen, hello.
Hey there, Joey. How are you doing this weekend?
We're doing well. Things doing well. Right. So I guess before we go any further, we must take care of some important business, shall we?
Oh, yeah, yes. I guess the biggest news story is that we have to pay homage to our benevolent mastermind leader, John Hollis. Who is today is his birthday. So, John, we've put something special together for you, so you'll enjoy.
Go, robot, it's your birthday. Go, robot, it's your birthday. You're 1 year older, 1 year wiser. Rock and roll star, king, czar, and a kaiser. A room full of friends, a mouth full of cake. Every present is for you, and it feels pretty great. You're the man of the hour, the VIP. You get the first slice of the P.I.E., but first blow out the candles. And make a wish, put a smile on, because it's your birthday.
Go, robot, it's your birthday. Go, robot.
Not my doing, John. Sorry.
What? What's wrong with that?
That's from Futurama, isn't it?
No,
that's
MC Chris.
Oh, that's right, MC Chris. Yes, MC Chris. What is he doing nowadays?
He's still doing the... Well, he doesn't like it to be called nerdcore or... whatever, but yeah, the nerdcore rap thing.
In other words, nothing much.
Yeah, okay. I mean, he makes appearances on, you know, I guess Aqua Teen every now and again, and I mean, I really haven't seen him on Adult Swim lately at all.
No worries. Today, May 1st, gentlemen, free comic book day.
Yes, that's right, free comic book day.
Which
best kind of comic there is, free comic.
Well, that's true. And am I right in saying that comic book stores all across the country will be having just this once every year event, so they'll be seeing the same people that you normally see until next year. Am I right on that, or what?
Yeah, essentially, it's the time of year that we try to hook new readers by throwing out a one shot of Spider-Man. I mean, normally I think it's been Spider-Man the last, you know, at least 4 or 5 years I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's free Spider-Man, free Superman.
Yeah, a free Spider-Man, a free Superman, depending on who hosts it. If it's Marvel, if it's DC. And it's just their, you know, the new marketing ploy to get the kids back into it, and yeah, just a way to, you know, introduce somebody to the series without having to go through the backlog and understand it. Just a one-shot story that, you know, anybody can get into.
Now, this thing has been going on now, without looking at Wikipedia, for the greater part of the past, say, what, 10 years?
At least.
Yeah. And the intent for Free Comic Book Day is quite simply to let the unwashed masses know that they still have these things out there.
Essentially, yeah. It's, yeah, like I said, it's the marketing ploy to get in new people.
Okay.
You know, you want to give something, you know, people's attention, add the word free to it.
True. Now, am I right in saying that the comics industry has greatly flourished as a result of this sort of thing? Have we seen any positive things come as a result? Not saying it was all negative, no, but have we seen any ideas? Have we seen any extensions of it?
Well, comics have had a drastic comeback in the last few years.
Yeah.
Comics did have that downpour down in the mid-90s, early 2000s, where it was really kind of slow. A lot of shops got closed. Nobody was getting into it.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you knew what Mallrats was and, you know, were really hardcore, you didn't really get, you know, nobody had it. I remember there was one store in Kendall that got closed, and then that was it. You had to go to Sweetwater to get comics.
Yeah, I remember a few places down in Cutler Ridge as well. Suffice to say that comic stores about that time, the turn of the late 80s, early 90s, I think because of the popularity of the Batman movie that came out, really there wasn't really much for comic book anything. And, of course, now, you know, 20 years later, we can safely say that you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a comic-flavored film, hitting the silver screen.
And many, many more, especially Thor. Thor, they have just put out the pictures, and you can go to comicscontinuum.com and check it out. And, I mean, I can't believe how good the costume looks. It's an exact replica of the comic made real. I mean, down to the every detail.
So we can safely say that as a result, it's not just a bunch of kids getting a free comic book, you know, for at least another year. We're talking about the fact that the motion picture companies, in a way, I guess maybe I'm wrong in saying this, but so many people can go to San Diego Comic-Con at least once in their lifetimes. Some folks go there on a regular basis. Obviously, the studios go down the road a piece from Los Angeles, and they happen to pitch their wares, if you will. But this is another opportunity for those comic publishers in tandem with the movie studios as well to go ahead and promote at least what's coming up or coming down the pike in terms of any comic book movies, especially with the upcoming release of Iron Man 2.
Not just Iron Man 2, but this past week the trailer for Jonah Hex was released.
Yes, Jonah Hex. Looks really good except for Megan Fox.
Oh.
And my only problem with Megan Fox is she's really good looking, but she can't act. She's terrible in Transformers.
Can't disagree with that.
I mean, Transformers was a terrible movie to begin with.
Oh.
Don't get me started on my Michael Bay needs to die rant.
No. Let me just say this for those of you playing at home. Is it just me, or when we go to the summer film, we don't want to think. We just want to watch. So if we go to see Transformers, you do have that dad factor in Megan Fox.
Yeah, but yeah. When it comes to the hardcore guys.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
it's not just to sit back and watch. It is, all right, what details did you screw up?
Yeah, but when you have the 8-year-old kids that want to go to the movie, their dads don't want to charge them in, but when they see Megan Fox on the big screen, okay, you know, they'll tell the wife, here, take the credit cards,
yeah,
go to the mall.
What was it? Summer Glau, the girl that was on...
Firefly,
the 4400,
and
Terminator, Sarah Connor Chronicles, yeah.
Equally hot as Megan Fox,
mm-hmm.
and 10 times the actress.
Yeah, you're right about that.
100 times the actress.
Yeah, 100. Yeah, exactly.
You're right. But still, it's a crapshoot. But at the same time, they take a look at appearances, you know. And that's the nature of the beast. That's how it is in Hollywood. It's been an interesting week in sci-fi news. I haven't been really keeping my finger on the pulse except for what happened just after just before we went on the air last week. And what happened on BBC One, I'm sure you guys probably read about it, just as Matt Smith, as the 11th Doctor, was about was about to tell off the Weeping Angels by saying that, if there's one thing you do not put in a trap, it's me.
Yeah.
There's this little cartoon graphic promoting the next show coming up in real time on BBC One, which is called Over the Rainbow, which is a musical competition where the female who wins top prize gets the lead in the Andrew Lloyd Rice Webber, whatever his name is, produced West End musical of The Wizard of Oz. And Graham Norton is hosting it. For those of you who don't know who Graham Norton is, he's an openly gay Irish comedian for whom has had a huge following in the UK, obviously. And on BBC America, his show, Graham Norton, is broadcast, strangely enough, after Doctor Who on BBC America. But once that little blurb got posted, all heck broke loose.
Apparently. BBC issued an apology the following morning, saying that it would never happen again, and just kissing, you know, kissing up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with a fan base like Who, you kind of have to.
Well, you have to understand this. Doctor Who fans are kind of weird in the respect that if they watch their show as pure as possible, it's bad enough that we have to put up with the continuity announcer saying, and next week's episode will be broadcast at an earlier time at 6:20 p.m. Well, stay tuned. Coming up, Graham Norton and the 5 remaining Dorothys on Over the Rainbow, and about 15 minutes from now, the National Lottery results. So, you know, you want to have...
Spot on.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Don't do that again. I don't want to lose you to BBC.
I wasn't even trying.
Wow.
Sci-fi news and comment continues on that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. The BBC made a formal apology after, I think, about 3,000 complaint calls and God knows how many emails. And if you want more information...
Only 3,000?
Only 3,000.
Every detail counts. A few weeks ago when Lost was airing one of the final episodes, ABC was promoting the show V with a giant red V logo in the bottom right-hand corner throughout the entire episode, and it generated quite a stir with Lost fans.
Yeah. Yeah,
not like Doctor Who fans.
Has anybody actually sat through and seen the new V? I mean, is it worth it?
Well, let's just say we don't want to have our watching time interrupted. Now, BBC America, when they run their shows, they have the Chirons. It tells you what's coming up next, but it's almost transparent, and you can tolerate it. You can put up with it. That's fine. It's great. It's no problem. But just like when CBS runs their programs, and they're running NCIS, and they're promoting CSI Miami, it takes up about a third of the screen when that next segment begins. And it's bad enough this is free TV and we have to put up with commercials, but it's even worse when the networks decide to go ahead and just hijack what we're watching. I mean, we're giving them our time. They're not doing us the favor. We're doing them the favor by watching their network. And there's not many people watching over-the-air networks anymore. But we have other things to discuss over the course of this hour for Sci-Fi News and Comment. Gentlemen, anything else popped up down the pipeline over the past week?
Fans of Legend of the Seeker are going to be disappointed. The show has been canceled.
Yes, Legend of the Seeker has been canceled. Amy will not be happy.
Okay.
Probably why she's not with us this week.
No, she'll be here next week, by the way, for Mother's Day. So just a heads up on that, Sci-Fi Amy. So what was the reason then in regards to what happened?
Same story. Not enough people watching, not enough advertising dollars coming in, and the show gets canceled.
Yeah, apparently ABC Studios, which produces it, was kept trying to shop around for a buyer to actually air the series or continue airing it, but no takers.
Okay.
It was on CW originally, and I know I've seen it on TBS as well.
You know, we don't know where this show is. No wonder why.
Exactly. That's why the show is gone.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, other than I remember seeing promos for it, but I've never seen an actual episode or more than 5-minute clip of it.
Okay. Other comic book news, comic book movie news, I suppose, that's coming out of Sci-Fi Wire. Maybe you gentlemen have this. Let's see. Director Matthew Vaughn has already sent up the superhero genre with his film Kick-Ass. Sorry. Now he may get a shot at the real deal, according to Entertainment Weekly. Vaughn is in talks to direct the prequel X-Men First Class.
Yeah, but he's also saying that he might not want to do it. He might not want to work with Fox, because Fox kind of does have a nasty reputation of letting producers run wild on good storylines and ruining movies.
Deadline New York kind of follows up on what you said, reporting late Friday that, quote, discussions were touch and go, and sources close to the director said he won't be directing the movie. So, okay, my bad. I wasn't getting my information too thoroughly.
Well, no, but another Spider, we got this new Spider-Man reboot. They finally put a date out on that. We got July 3rd of 2012, and then just weeks later, Batman 3 is coming out on July 20th of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone will be looking forward to that. And then, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but I've seen clips and previews for it all over the web, but Piranha 3D with Christopher Lloyd, I guess this is the only way he can get work now. Doc Brown needs work.
25 years after the fact.
Yeah.
25 years after Back to the Future, and he's doing, what, a sci-fi channel popcorn movie on Saturday nights now for the, straight to DVD?
I don't know if it's going straight to DVD or if it's going to the theaters. I mean, they're promoting it. They're saying it's in 3D.
If they're merciful enough, it'll go straight to DVD.
It looks cheesy. It looks bad. And, I mean, the clip even had a very bad alien ripoff where the fish swim really close up to the lady's face and do the pullback. And then
it's going straight to DVD.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, nothing much else new in that department. Anything else?
Well, for you Stephen King fans, the Dark Tower series, Ron Howard and his team that brought to you Angels and Demons, The Da Vinci Code, and A Beautiful Mind, Brian Grazer and Akiva Goldsman are talking about picking up Stephen King's The Dark Tower. Now they're talking about either doing a miniseries or a film.
It's 50-50 whether it will actually pick up, be good or not, because don't forget, Akiva Goldsman wrote the scripts for Batman and Robin and the Lost in Space big screen adaption.
Yeah, not good movies.
Yeah.
No, not at all. But yeah, Ron Howard, he's got the he's got it. Like, he can make a good movie, but then he has the problem of churching it up too much and screwing up the plot.
Churching it up too much. Well, you have to understand where he's coming from here.
I know. Little Opie is making movies.
Yes, he is. What else is in the news, Robin?
Oh, well, let's see. We got any country fans, John Wayne fans out there? Because the Coen brothers are going to be remaking True Grit. That's right, Rooster Cogburn.
Mm. And we don't know who could more or less be available for the role, because 41 years ago when John Wayne played this role, for which he got his first ever Oscar for, it was essentially for a man who was in his 60s. Am I right in saying that Clint Eastwood is too old for this role, and I don't think he would even think of touching it?
I don't think Eastwood could do it. I think he's too old for it. I mean, I think after Gran Torino,
mm-hmm.
you really see how much older he's gotten and how he's really not the action star anymore.
Yeah.
Well, he probably will make a cameo, though.
Most likely a cameo.
Mm. But he has done his bit for King and Country. So who would be, who could play an old rugged cowboy in a genre that, for all intents and purposes, is really just about dead? I mean,
I'm throwing this out here, but maybe Harrison Ford. Either that or, you know, I hate to say it, but Walker Texas Ranger himself, Chuck Norris.
Going back to another earlier story, you do have Josh Brolin playing Jonah Hex.
Okay. As long as
he does look very good. I mean, the trailer looked very good for Jonah Hex. I just don't like Megan Fox.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll talk about things in terms of. We won't talk about why we don't like Megan Fox after the break. But let's go ahead and take a breather. Let's go ahead and regroup ourselves and see what else has been going on in the week where Sci-Fi News and Comment is concerned. As you're listening to That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio, I'm Joey Donovan. He's Chris West. He's R.J. Robbins. Next hour, we will hear from Denise Roper, who is author of the book The Lord of the Hallows, Christian Symbolism and Themes in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series. And she also touches base as well where Tolkien's Lord of the Rings book series is concerned. So we'll hear from her next hour on that. Also, we'll also hear from somebody within the South Florida area who is putting up with all those young ones coming in and getting a free comic book on this Free Comic Book Day 2010. Stay tuned. More of that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio coming up. You can listen to us on blogtalkradio.com. You can also visit the website for Holistic Lifestyles Radio at holisticlifestylesradio.com. Visit our website, by the way. It's www.thatscifishow.com. And also, you can listen to us live and streaming audio on WWNNradio.com. It's That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. U.S. Eastern Daylight Time. Stay with us.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact SoundPillow today, toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Got another formation coming in, Prime Minister. Stukas, by the look of them.
We shall go up top, then, group captain. Will you give them what for? Coming, Doctor?
Why?
I have something to show you.
We stand at a crossroads, Doctor. Quite alone, with our backs to the wall. Invasion is expected daily. So I will grasp with both hands the anything that will give us an advantage over the Nazi menace.
These robots are entirely under my control, Doctor.
They are, thank you, the perfect servant and the perfect warrior.
I don't know what you're up to, Professor, but whatever they promised you, you cannot trust them. Call them what you like. The Daleks are dead.
Would you care for some tea?
So the Doctor gets a telephone call from Winston Churchill, Prime Minister of Britain in 1941 during the time of the Blitz. And it just so happens that he needs his assistance, so he and his 11th incarnation and his companion Amy Pond happen to arrive there a short time afterwards, and they end up meeting the newest fighting machine that Churchill's men have devised to fight the Jerrys. In this case, it is Dalek. Yeah, so the name of the episode is called Victory of the Daleks. Tonight's Doctor Who, premiering tonight on BBC America, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check your local listings for what channel it is on cable or satellite TV. And that's your Doctor Who for tonight on BBC America. It's that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. I'm Joey Donovan, glad to have you back with us for this hour. Next hour, Denise Roper and I will be talking about Christian symbolism and themes in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter books, as well as the Lord of the Rings books written by J.R.R. Tolkien. And we'll also talk with somebody within the comics industry who happens to run a store down here in South Florida, and to find out how well they're doing where free comic book day is concerned. I have to say that free comic book day, it's not a comic book unless if it's free. Am I correct, Chris West, R.J. Robbins, on that?
Well, no. I mean, it's still a comic book if it's not free. I mean, that's the whole point of comic books. I mean, Batman number one isn't free.
True.
But it is special that it is a free comic book. It's a way to get into comics if you don't know anything about comics. And
even for those that are hardcore comic collectors, a free comic is a free comic.
Yeah, this is true.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
mm-hmm.
when both DC and Marvel are playing into different storylines right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're right about that. I don't know about you gentlemen, but the last time I heard about any films in 3D was two different periods of the 20th century, the 1950s when it was so very, very new, and the 1980s when they tried to do it for television, and they tried to do it for a couple of movies, and they also
There's the Birds in 3D.
That's right. Creature from the Black Lagoon, which was also a Universal product in 3D.
Another one.
They attempted to do something in 3D, I think, for a Super Bowl halftime, and then I think NBC had Third Rock from the Sun.
Third Rock from the Sun, their season finale, or their series finale in 3D.
Yeah.
No, it was the season finale. It wasn't the series finale. It was just toward the end of the series. Where they had their big 3D spectacular, and they were, I think, teamed up with KFC, and that's mm-hmm. where you had to go down and get your 3D glasses.
That's right.
I remember the whole family going down and loading up on medicinal fried chicken.
South Park reference there. But also, I think Doctor Who tried it with Doctor Who Meeting EastEnders in 1993 for that 30th anniversary debacle. But it raised some money for Children in Need. I think it was, Children in Need. In addition to that, as certain things are popping up in my head, am I right in saying that we have a glut right now of 3D movies this year?
Yeah. I mean, we got Avatar in 3D, and right now there's the big thing going on that with the Blu-ray isn't playing correctly, and that a lot of people are upset about this, and I just got to say that's just another of the long list of reasons why I haven't seen Avatar and won't see Avatar and don't care to see Avatar, and I'll be glad when it's done talking about it.
It won't be. Avatar 2 is already being greenlit.
Yeah, we'll see. I can't say I'm surprised because I didn't see the ending. Yeah, I have not seen the movie, so.
But on the topic of 3D
kind of
movies,
hoping it was a one shot and it would die out quickly, but no.
On the topic of 3D, though, it is being, it's overdone.
Yeah, the Piranha movie is in 3D.
The Piranha movie
is going to be in 3D.
And Clash of the Titans was remixed or.
Yeah, in 3D.
Made in 3D. Green Hornet's being pushed back, so it can be done in 3D. Isn't the third Batman movie, the third Chris Nolan Batman movie, isn't that going to be in
3D? It's been rumored to be in 3D.
At the risk of sounding like Gary Delabate from the Howard Stern Show chiming in with something that Howard and Robin already talked about 5 minutes before, what about Avatar on 3D? Are there some DVD problems with that?
Yeah, essentially that the Blu-rays aren't working on a lot of players, and a lot of people are not happy with it, and they're sending their Blu-rays back, and... wanting refunds.
Okay.
And I haven't actually read any statements given out by anybody as to what the problem is or why it's happening, but of course, being one of the first movies to be in 3D, to convert it to a home version in 3D, you know there was going to be a glitch involved somewhere where it wasn't going to mix with the programming.
Roger Ebert has chimed in regards to his feelings about 3D movies, and in the latest Newsweek, which is, I think, out in newsstands now, even though it's dated May 10th, he has an essay out, and apparently he's not too happy with it, according to the Sci-Fi Channel website, scifiwire.com. Essentially, he said, and I quote, and I'm just going to read this out. I'm not going to try any Stephen Hawking voice or anything like that, even though he has his own voice chopped up from... But
oh, come on. Go for it.
No.
Yeah, go for it.
No, I'm not. No. 3D is a waste of a perfectly good dimension. Hollywood's current crazy stampede toward it is suicidal. It adds nothing essential to the moviegoing experience. For some, it is an annoying distraction. For others, it creates nausea and headaches. He's right about that. It is driven largely to sell expensive projection equipment and add a $5 to $7.50 surcharge on already expensive movie tickets. Its image is noticeably darker than standard 2D. It is unsuitable for grown-up films of any seriousness. It limits the freedom of directors to make films as they choose. For moviegoers in the PG-13 and R ranges, it only rarely provides an experience worth paying a premium for, end quote. And this, I think, is we have a couple of films that are going to be re-released in 3D. Am I right in saying that?
Who knows what they're planning to do in 3D. Like I said, Green Hornet, which is already post-production, is getting pushed back to be put in 3D. Rumor has it that the new Batman will be in 3D. If they do another Superman reboot, it might be in 3D. I'm sure Spider-Man will be in 3D. Anything that's going to look spectacular in 3D, they're going to try to put in 3D. That's the new medium. That's where we're at now.
Hulk Hogan mentioned that Hercules, Little Hercules, a film he did, about 10 years ago, is being released on DVD in 3D.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he mentioned.
Really, brother?
Yeah, that's what he mentioned. So I really don't know what the status of it is. Again, is it coming back, per se, as a gimmick?
Through Disney Channel and ESPN are developing the first 3D channel.
That's right.
Buena Vista, that would be, for the scoring at home.
Yeah.
Creating the first 3D sports channel, which is going to eventually lead to the first 3D cartoon network and first 3D news channel and first 3D... The Jetsons, man. We're going to have the little projector that comes out from the ceiling and projects everything down a little cone.
Well, that's a holo projector.
Eventually, that's what it's going to become.
True. I remember about 25 years ago, an instructor of mine in college basically saying that it would be as if we were watching Bill Cosby perform in the privacy of our own living room, and could just add as to how frustrating it would be just watching car chases from films and then just hoping and praying that that the bear, when he comes running out of his cave, doesn't come to attack you. So yeah. So we'll see what happens on that. Is there anything else going on? At least
apparently on Sci-Fi Wire has just released this. Leonard Nimoy has released a big spoil for the Fringe finale.
Uh-oh.
And now that he has retired from acting.
Yeah.
And apparently the Sci-Fi Wire sat down with a 79-year-old actor, and he let out some secrets, so we won't give out any spoilers, but if you want to read the story, you can go to scifiwire.com, and it's the main, it's the first thing on the page. You can't miss it.
I can't read this in Nimoy's voice?
If you want to read it in Nimoy's voice, read it in Nimoy's voice.
Okay, there will be a major confrontation. I'll call it a confrontation between the two characters. We saw just a little snippet of the last time I was there, where I was doing brain surgery on him. But now we will see we will see them spend some time together in a dramatic setting, a dramatic situation where we will get some more information about their thing, an overview of their relationship, the past, what they were doing, what they were trying to do, how it has affected the universes, both universes. And truthfully, they have feelings about each other now. They have stuff to work out with each other. In fact, There's a moment I'll tell you about where they start to get into it, and Olivia says, "Hey, work it out some other time." We have some other stuff to deal with, which I think is a terrific moment. We will see that. We will see it happen.
You'll do Nimoy, but you wouldn't do Stephen Hawking.
No, yeah. No. Because Stephen Hawking's already done Stephen Hawking. You can't imitate Stephen Hawking. He does a fine job imitating himself.
I think the Family Guy a couple weeks ago where they had Stephen Hawking on was a great little segue there at the end where he gets out of the chair and goes surfing and, you know, later. I mean, that was just a little great thing. But, Leonard Nimoy, I mean, what are you giving the spoiler out for? I mean, a lot of people, I don't think they're going to be quite happy with this. I mean, this is like giving away the season, you know, what's going to happen in Lost. Though I would like to know if it finally wraps up and they explain everything in one shot and how that's going to work out. RJ, you're the Lost expert.
It's not going to happen. While some things are going to be explained, one of the creators had recently said in an interview this past week that the season finale is going to leave people with more questions.
Great. Wonderful. This is why I avoided the series from the get-go. No. I take that back. I avoided the series when there was a polar bear on the tropical island. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. But
I think it was a great reference in the Venture Brothers and the Monarch's Lair.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Is it your supply of turtlebacks? Or the polar bear from Lost?
Yeah.
Yes, very good.
I think it's time for us to take a break, gentlemen, or one more thing before we go in.
Well, another bit of news, the website UGO.com is reporting that Tommy Lee Jones is going to be a very busy man this summer. While already announced that he'll be returning in Men in Black 3, Jones is in negotiations to appear in Marvel's The First Avenger, Captain America.
All right.
There's no word what role he will be playing, but he's been pretty typecast as a military man before. I see him being involved in the Super Serum Project.
Either the Super Serum Project or maybe they show something to do with Nick Fury's Howling Commandos back in World War II. It really depends on how they're going to go about that, with the how they're going to go about what universe they're going to do, stick with the Ultimate, or where they're going to go. And I hear the crazy Indian music, so I guess I mean...
That's not crazy Indian music, that's Ravi Shankar.
And that's
groovy.
Crazy Indian music.
No. You have to understand that this man influenced George Harrison. Harrison sat at this man's feet, and somewhere across the Great Divide, you know, his music on a sitar is going to be calling Mr. Shankar in.
All right.
It's not crazy Indian music.
This, so it's like the Pied Piper.
This stuff was the basis of many a spiritual experience in the late 1960s. How dare you call it crazy?
So was acid.
Children, my apologies on that, folks. You are listening to That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Visit their website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. We're also on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. Visit our website, thatscifishow.com. And you can also listen to us live on streaming audio at wwnnradio.com. Stay tuned. Just a heads up, next hour, Denise Roper, who is author of the book, Lord of the Hallows, Christian Symbolism and Themes in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter. She also touches base in regards to Lord of the Rings as well. And next hour, we will be talking with, we've already confirmed with our guest from Zaldiva Comics down in Fort Lauderdale, Jeff Alluing. That's his name, Alluing, without the H. We'll be talking with him about Free Comic Book Day. Yes, Free Comic Book Day. Ha ha. I told you I would do a Tom Baker voice, wouldn't I? All right, more after the break. It's That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Stay with us.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
It's that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Welcome back to it. Joey Donovan here. Glad to have you with us, along with me, for this first hour of sci-fi news and comment. Chris West, RJ Robbins, gentlemen, interesting week in sci-fi, and we haven't even touched base yet about the tail end of this past week's South Park. But I believe that there's something else that's coming up that we want to go ahead and make mention of an important event about a month and a half from now, next month, June 18th weekend, to be precise. And, Chris, what is the name of that event down here?
Oh, we got Florida Supercon coming up. And are you guys fans of Shaft, the original Shaft, not the remake?
Yes.
Because appearing in his first ever comic book convention, Richard Roundtree, the original Shaft, will be there.
Da-da-dum, da-da-dum. Da-da-dum, da, da-da-dum, 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 da. Who else is going to be there?
we got T.A. Carrera is going to be there. We got Fred the Hammer Williamson, Troy Baker.
Fred Lloyd Williamson. Kaufman, the president of Trauma Films.
He's always there. Yes. Well, Fred Williamson, he played for the Oakland Raiders, didn't he, or something like that?
Yes, he did.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
He was also in many Starsky and Hutch movie. Did a couple other movies. He did the original Inglourious Basterds.
Ah, okay. And this is it. This is what's...
Well, no, I mean, they got Richard Horvitz, if you remember the show Invader Zim. He did the voice of Invader Zim himself. He also did a number of episodes of Billy and Mandy as the voice of Billy. Ben 10, which is a very big series that's going on now.
You have the actor John Wesley Shipp, the actor who played the live-action Flash series that ran on CBS so many years ago.
That's right, he did, yeah, he did, he did.
Musical guest, Less Than Jake,
Less
is going to be appearing.
Yes, for all you ska fans, that'll definitely be a good one.
That's a big crew, am I right in saying that, or were they just going to be in town at the time, or is it the 2010 High Remember Us, We Need the Cash Tour?
I don't know, I think it's around the same time the Warped Tour is going to be around, and usually they make an appearance at the Warped Tour every year.
Okay.
Now, you fans of MASH, they got the original Sally Kellerman, Major Margaret Hot Lips from the movie MASH.
Yes, the original Hot Lips, Sally
she
Kellerman.
She was also in the Boris and Natasha movie.
Yes, but one very important thing that we're forgetting here. What is her sci-fi connection to this?
Well, she was in Star Trek.
That's right.
She was in the second pilot episode, wasn't she?
Where no man has gone before. That's correct. That's correct. Still, it'd be interesting just to say hello to her, because...
She was also in Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield
as the
hot older English teacher.
That's right. Hey, don't forget, you're a Maloney. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I had the pleasure of speaking with Mike about a couple of days ago, and he's looking very much forward to having her here. But most definitely in promotion for for what she did 24 years ago with Back to School. Never mind MASH. Never mind how important, how groundbreaking, how much of a benchmark the film MASH was. But it's Back to School that that he's more or less trying to get an angle with. And you know what? He's got a point, because I think people the kids are going to remember. Well, the kids, my people of my age are going to remember that more than they're going to remember MASH. Who else is going to be there?
Oh, well, they got a bunch of Peanuts characters, and, of course, Dana Schneider.
Hold on. A bunch of Peanuts characters. You mean people who, now as adults, back then, voiced the Peanuts characters as kids. And who will be there for that?
Brad Keston, Angela Lee Sloan, Stacy H. Tolkien. And I think that's it.
Yeah, that's all from then. And then there are many number of very good-looking females dressed up in various costumes.
Rob Demarest and Brandy Green from Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi are coming to Florida Supercon.
You know, when I think of Ghost Hunters, I think of that episode of South Park.
Okay, we won't talk about that. But Dana Snyder. Oh, Herschel G. Lewis is coming.
And the actress who played Sue Storm in the 1994 Fantastic Four Abomination, Rebecca Stab, is going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
She was also in the 1991 TV version of Dark Shadows. I think she was one of the first Colin characters to get killed off. Daphne Collins, that was her. That was her character. Charles Fleischer is going to be there. I think we mentioned that, correct?
No, okay. I'm not sure if we got him in. And, of course, the SuperCon Championship Wrestling League. Featuring the Geico Caveman, the Joker, Cobra Commander, and many more. And I'm seeing Deadpool and a few wrestlers. I got a Green Lantern here.
And a bunch of attorneys coming in for copyright infringement.
And a Carl. We have a Carl in the ring.
Yeah, we got Carl there. And he's going to come in and he's going to whoop everybody there.
These leopard spandex pants are pretty wicked.
Yeah, I think we better go ahead and close off this hour then. Right, one more thing, I guess. Going into a kind of sort of a segue into next hour, as we're going to be talking with Denise Roper, who is author of the book The Lord of the Hallows, Christian Symbolism and Themes in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter. I don't know how to address this, but again, South Park gets very controversial, especially within the last 5 seconds that it was on the air last week, referring people to a website called RestoreStephenBaldwin.org. Org?
Yeah, it was .org.
.org, yeah. Apparently, according to The Hollywood Reporter, he's broke, and his spiritual advisor wants you to help. If you still have doubts about this worthy cause, you can research Stephen Baldwin at his personal website, which, again, is StephenBaldwin.com, but still, among his thoughts and personal information, you can also discover the actor's top 10 favorite movies ordered from Clean Films. Included are the first two Godfather films, Raging Bull, and a cute little family film called The Usual Suspects. You can watch
this from a website called Clean Films, because not one of those films is clean.
No, but there's a company that happens to edit those films, and this started off with VCRs, not with DVDs, for those families who want to watch these films, but who, if you're watching The Godfather and The Godfather Part 2, a two-and-a-half-hour film like The Godfather, after it's cleaned out, it's going to be, like, what, 15 minutes?
Yeah, pretty much, 90 seconds of it.
Yeah.
Guy gets kissed, and then he's in the coffin.
And then there's the credits.
Yeah, yeah. And but apparently, for those of you who haven't heard, Stephen Baldwin is out of cash. I think he filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, I don't think he's that out of cash. He's got 3 movies coming out this year and 3 movies that are in post-production that are coming out next year.
Way
to use religion again.
I won't talk much about it, but if anybody has some spare change, restore
all he wants is one piece of silver. One piece of silver from each of us.
I know how a piece of silver factors into another very important event in Christian history, but we won't talk about that because we're out of time for this hour. Stay tuned. Coming up after the break, this concludes Sci-Fi News and Comment, by the way, on that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Stay tuned. Coming up after the break, Denise Roper, author of the book Lord of the Hallows, Christian Symbolism and Themes in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series, as well as J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings series. Stay tuned. We'll hear from her after we get into business for our second hour. And later on, we're going to hear from Jeff Alwine, who owns Zaldiva Comics in Fort Lauderdale. And he's going to be talking to us about how everybody just busted down the doors of his place as it's Free Comic Book Day 2010. Stay tuned. More after the break. It's That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Oh, by the way, heads up. Want to thank our sponsors for this hour, Atlantic Shores Hospital, Sound Pillow, Bechert & Associates, and we also want to thank our internet partners, InTheRooms.com, MySoberScene.com, VacancyLove.com. Thank you very much for that. You can listen to our show on BlogTalkRadio.com. You can visit the website for our program, that's SciFiShow.com. You can also go to the website for Holistic Lifestyles Radio. It's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. And also, you can visit the website and streaming audio anytime for our the radio station that we're broadcast from, WWNNRadio.com. That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio continues after this break. Stay with us.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Adam Hintertour. Got a minute? Farmers fertilize their fields to get the maximum yield from their crops, but the effects of these loads of nitrogen and phosphorus extend beyond the field and past the growing season. According to a study published this week by the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, these nutrients can also drive the evolution of aquatic organisms. Agricultural fertilizers often drain into aquatic ecosystems and spur a frenzy of growth. Eventually, the growth peaks and crashes as oxygen is consumed faster than it can be replenished, a condition called eutrophication. Using samples from 2 European lakes, Swiss researchers studied a century's worth of eggs buried deep in the sediment by 2 species of Daphnia, a tiny crustacean. They found that during periods of high nutrient levels, genetically distinct hybrid species emerged. Those hybrids appeared better at surviving eutrophication and soon outnumbered the original species. What's more, the hybrids remain the dominant Daphnia species decades after pollution control measures brought nutrient levels back to normal. The scientists say short-term human impacts can leave permanent changes in ecosystems and the species' genetics. You could say we've got quite the gene thumb. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Adam Hinterton.
You are listening to AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's health and wealth network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
And welcome once again to hour number two of that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Welcome back to it. I'm Joey Donovan. Glad to have you with us. Just a heads up, we want to thank our sponsors for this hour, Atlantic Shores Hospital, Sound Pillow, Betchard & Associates, and our internet partners as well, intherooms.com, mysoberscene.com, and vacancylove.com. Just to let you know, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio is heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. and 10 to 11 p.m. Saturdays with that sci-fi show at 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, and the program there, All About Addiction Recovery with John Hollis. You can check out our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. We're also on blogtalkradio.com as well, and you can visit the website for That Sci-Fi Show at thatscifishow.com. Also, you can check us out listening live on wwnnradio.com. Starting, actually, we're already in progress. Sunday nights, Holistic Lifestyles Radio is syndicated on the following radio stations: KLNG, Omaha, Nebraska, WSKY, Asheville, North Carolina, WFAM AM, Augusta, Georgia, WITK AM, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, PA, WNBY AM, Pensacola, Florida, and WYYC AM, 1250, York, PA. Every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Relapse Prevention with Terry Gorski. And also Monday nights, Ken Seeley of Intervention 911, taking your calls live every Monday night from 10 to 11 p.m. Ask the Interventionist is the name of the program. Stay tuned. Coming up after the break, we will hear from Denise Roper, who is author of the book The Lord of the Hallows, Christian Symbolism and Themes in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter books. We'll also touch base as well about the Christian symbolisms in the Lord of the Rings trilogy as well. So stay tuned. More on that after the break. In the meantime, you are listening to That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Stay with us.
My name is Charles Beckard. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckard & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954 954-755-1292. 954-755-1292. Or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com. And collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Very familiar music. Theme, I think, for the first Harry Potter film, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Well, that's how it was in the UK. In the United States, it was Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. But still, J.K. Rowling, in my opinion, has probably done more for literature in the last decade of the entire 20th century, actually the first decade, too, of the 21st century, than I think anybody else has had, probably since Charles Dickens, in terms of getting people to sit down and read something that is 5,000 pages long. I wish I had the patience and the time to do that, but I'll tell you what, she has instilled and inspired a generation of children who, for all intents and purposes, are really just going to be good readers from here on out. And isn't that what it is? What it's all about, essentially, just getting them to read, getting them to paint pictures in their head, getting them to think, getting them to work things out, and hopefully just becoming better and better human beings as a result. I know that where Harry Potter is concerned, I do recall some time back a few churches in the heartland of the United States had went ahead and decided to pay Scholastic for buying pallets and pallets of Harry Potter books, only to go ahead and throw them into the fire. I'm not going to go ahead and quote Nietzsche here on this, but obviously we all know what happens when one burns books, they also burn something else. But that being said, people are telling me, how could one read Harry Potter or The Lord of the Rings and actually detect anything that's closest to Christianity in this? Well, it seems to be the case. Denise Roper has found a way in regards to her book, The Lord of the Hallows. It examines the Christian themes present in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and compares Rowling's series with The Lord of the Rings by Tolkien and The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. This book also gives a fascinating explanation of the sources of Harry Potter's subtle religious symbolism, which includes a study of iconography, forgive me, it's Saturday, derived from the Bible, the writings of the early church fathers, ancient and medieval bestiaries, Christian artwork, and the Arthurian quest for the Hallows of the Holy Grail. Denise Roper has been a guest lecturer on the deeper meaning of Rowling's Harry Potter novels at fan conventions, bookstores, and public libraries. She is a member of the Mythopoeic Society devoted to the study of the works of Tolkien and Lewis, so she knows what she's talking about. Denise, by the way, is also a graduate of Louisiana State University, Go Tigers, where she received her Bachelor of Music Education and Master of Music degrees. She currently teaches instrumental music in South Louisiana, and I've had the pleasure of knowing her since the early 1980s. Denise Roper, author of the book The Lord of the Hallows, welcome to That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Glad to have you on the program.
Thank you.
So, what brought you to this? What was essentially the impetus for you to more or less put together this literary criticism in regards to the Christian symbolisms and the aspects regarding Rowling's Harry Potter, in spite of the fact that so many people say that there's a lot of witchcraft involved here? How could anybody find anything that was related to Christianity in this?
Well, before I was a Harry Potter fan, I was a fan of The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis and The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings by Tolkien. And, you know, I grew up reading that stuff. And as an adult, when I reread both Lewis and Tolkien, I realized that there was a lot of Christian religious symbolism in their works. So I started studying this and read their biographies, you know, personal correspondence and such, and discovered that Tolkien was a devout Roman Catholic, and a lot of his beliefs are embedded in The Lord of the Rings. It's very subtle, and if you don't know it's there, you might miss it. But if you reread The Lord of the Rings knowing that, it'll start to leap off the page at you. And, of course, C.S. Lewis was a famous Christian apologist of the 20th century, a great theologian besides, you know, a famous writer of fantasy and science fiction. And Lewis, for a time, was an atheist. It was his friendship with J.R.R. Tolkien that led to his conversion to Christianity, and he became, you know, quite the champion of the Christian belief system in the 20th century. I think one of the greatest apologists of the 20th century. And, of course, both The Lord of the Rings and Narnia are getting a lot of attention in the news media in the last decade or so because of the film. People are taking an interest in Lewis and Tolkien and, you know, they wrote besides that. And because I grew up reading this type of literature, I knew that there was a precedent in fantasy literature for the whole genre of Christian fantasy or Christian science fiction. And, you know, Lewis and Tolkien were known for that. J.K. Rowling, in an interview about 10 years ago, was asked, you know, what she thought of Lewis and Tolkien, and there's a quotation in my book from that interview. She said, "I've read both of them. Both of them were geniuses. I'm immensely flattered to be compared to them." And, you know, in another interview from about a decade ago, Rowling was quoted as saying that she is a Christian. The quote goes, "Yes, I am," which seems to offend the religious right far worse than if I had said I thought there was no God. Every time I've been asked, and if I believe in God, I've said yes, because I do. But no one ever really has gone any more deeply into it than that. And I have to say that does suit me, because if I talk too freely about that, I think the intelligent reader, whether 10 or 60, will be able to guess what is coming in the book. Mm-hmm. She said that in an interview in the year 2000 mm-hmm. in a conversation she had with a journalist from the Vancouver Sun. So, you know, a lot of people didn't pay attention to this interview and maybe didn't know that she read Lewis and Tolkien while she was a child or a teenager or whatever, just as I did. And I suspected years ago that she was following in their footsteps. The real breakthrough for me, though, was in 2002, there was a book published called The Hidden Key to Harry Potter by a man named John Granger. And since then, Granger has published a whole series of books on the Harry Potter series. He's an Orthodox Christian, and he saw that there was something there that made him think of Narnia or Lord of the Rings. And he started making predictions about what would happen in the remainder of the Harry Potter books. I think in 2006 2002, there were still a couple of books left to go in the series that she hadn't published yet or hadn't written yet. And a lot of John Granger's predictions came to pass. He was on the right track. So, you know, after reading his book years ago, I started keeping notebooks and journals about what I thought would happen and making comparisons with Narnia, with The Lord of the Rings, as I was reading through, you know, each new book that was released from that point onward. I think when I got interested in the series, there were four books out, really, that she had published up through Goblet of Fire. So along with the rest of the fandom, I was eagerly anticipating The Order of the Phoenix, Half-Blood Prince, and finally Deathly Hallows. And in Deathly Hallows, we really got the payoff, so to speak. The trail of clues she left that she might be writing fantasy with Christian symbolism in it really comes to the forefront in Deathly Hallows. I don't know if a lot of people realize it, but in the seventh Harry Potter book, Rowling uses two quotations from the Bible within the narrative. But she doesn't label them as such.
I think that, am I right in saying that Granger had proposed a symbolic interpretation in regards to where Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets was concerned, in which Dumbledore is considered as God the Father, the character of the Phoenix is considered Christ, and the Phoenix song is considered the Holy Ghost. Am I right in saying that from what Granger?
Yeah, he wrote that back in you know, his first book, The Hidden Key to Harry Potter, and, you know, I thought that was really interesting and that he might be on to something. He was the first person, to my knowledge, to really go in-depth into the symbolism in Harry Potter. There have been some other Christians who saw that something was there, but they wrote more about the moral teachings in Harry Potter. There's an evangelist named Connie Neal who wrote The Gospel According to Harry Potter, and it's basically about the lessons of good versus evil in the series. So like John Granger, she was someone who saw early on that there was something there. But you know, as far as I know, Granger was the first one to go really deep into the symbolism of the series, and he inspired me to look for things also. And even though, you know, he's quite a prolific author and has covered a lot of ground, I noticed there were some things in Granger's books that he didn't point out, things that he missed, and that's what kind of motivated me to write a book of my own to see if I could pick up where he left off.
Denise Roper joins me this half hour on the second hour of That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Her book is called The Lord of the Hollows, Christian Symbolism and Themes in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter. And obviously she also touches base in regards to The Lord of the Rings and The Chronicles of Narnia. Looking at least in the early chapters of your text in regards to Christian themes in the story of Harry Potter, you mentioned that there are a number of Christian themes, including free will, life after death, the immortality of the soul, the power of love and self-sacrifice, and the importance of loyalty and friendship is also given consideration as well. I think I'm reminded of the phrase, and I don't know, and forgive me, I thought I knew the Bible, but isn't there this line that says, there is no greater love than for a man who lays down his life for his friends? And if I'm right in saying that, was that the Apostle Paul who said that?
Yeah, I know exactly the quote you're referring to. I actually used it in my book, and I'm looking for it right now. There's a chapter about Frodo and Harry Potter as Christ figures.
Uh-huh.
And for your listeners that haven't read Book 7, I'm going to spoil it for you. Harry willingly lays down his life to save the world in the last book. So in literary terms, he is a Christ figure. So that Bible quote that you just mentioned definitely applies to what goes on there.
Hmm.
And in a way, it's quite similar to what Aslan does in the Chronicles of Narnia. He goes through a type of death and resurrection that's very similar.
You know, I'm looking here, and I'm more or less reflecting on how the importance of Harry Potter was to a generation of children, in as much as the Narnia was very much to a generation of children before then, and I think somewhere in between we had Tolkien with the Lord of the Rings series. I'm looking here at least how this book series is being perceived in the future, in the respect that how Harry Potter is going to stand up in terms of a legacy, in terms of the test of time, and in terms of just looking at these this sort of Christian values that we normally see in Narnia, because C.S. Lewis was a Christian and Tolkien was obviously at least of the faith as well. And now that we know that Rowling is also has faith in God as well, Just seeing how these things pan out, how should we view now Harry Potter, at least as now it's going to that next phase known as the legacy phase, and how people will end up viewing it, and will they be able to overlook the whole witchcraft factor, if you will, and just more or less take a look at these underlying themes and realize, you know, we see God in the details here, not the devil, but God in the details.
I think there are some Christians who, you know, won't ever get over the fact that it's a book about witches and wizards and probably won't let their kids read it. But there are a lot of people of various Christian denominations that have seen what I've seen and, you know, have blogged about it on the Internet. And I think, you know, whether or not there's a Christian theme in the series or not, I think it will survive the test of time because it's good literature. Mm. Her characterizations are brilliant. Her plots are clever and intricate. You know, she writes great dialogue. The books are very funny. And, you know, billions of people all over the world of all ages enjoy reading them and rereading them over and over again. I think that's the sign of a great book. You know, Lord of the Rings fans and Narnia fans are known for that, too, the desire to reread the series over and over again because you get something new out of it every time you reread it.
Mm, exactly. And for anyone to have my sister's kids sit down for about 8 hours and read a book from start to finish and keep quiet at the same time definitely has a special place in my heart where Rowling is concerned. So that being said, obviously, in regards to where the Christian themes are expressed, we have to look for them, but more importantly, they are there. And just as much as we happen to look at something that is considered secular, we can always see spirituality. We can always see God in the details as well. Denise Roper, author of the book The Lord of the Hallows, again, Christian symbolism and themes in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter, and also she does cross-references to the Narnia series, the Lord of the Rings series. I know, Denise, you've made appearances at conventions, fan conventions. I think you did your first Harry Potter symposium in 2007 and 2008 and last year as well. I know that you're going to be making appearances at a few conventions somewhere down the line.
Yes. My first experience with that was Phoenix Rising, which took place in New Orleans in 07. And I didn't realize that, you know, Harry Potter fan conventions are more than just your typical fantasy or sci-fi convention. They're actually academic symposiums where these college professors from all over the world gather and give these academic papers on the deeper meaning of the series. They examine everything from the philosophy of Harry Potter to the psychology of Harry Potter to the, you know, the politics of Harry Potter and so forth. And there's definitely a place there for, you know, a discussion of religion, theology, symbolism, and so forth. But when I was exposed to this in 07, I realized, you know, this is something I'm really interested in. Maybe I could do a speech at one of these conventions. And it just so happened that in 08, the next big gathering was in Dallas, Texas, which isn't too far for me to drive. I live in Louisiana. And I wrote a paper on, you know, the religious symbolism in Harry Potter, and it was accepted. And that led to another convention last summer in San Francisco, Alcatraz. And I did my second paper there. And then this summer in Orlando, Florida, the next big Harry Potter gathering is called Infinitus 2010. And my third paper has been accepted for a presentation there. But in addition to that, I go to just ordinary sci-fi and fantasy cons and give lectures on Harry Potter. In Baton Rouge, we have one called BabelCon. Been going strong for a couple of years now. I've been a presenter there, I think, three times already. That was the first con I ever gave a speech at, actually. They helped me get started on all this. And there's another one in Lake Charles, Louisiana, called Con Deluxe. I'll be speaking there again for the second time. And in a couple of weeks, I'm heading to Birmingham, Alabama for Imagicon. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. If any of your viewers are interested, they actually have a Harry Potter programming track called the Whomping Willows track. They're going to have a wizard rock dance party, costume party, discussion of the differences between the Harry Potter films and the books. I'm actually supposed to be on a couple of those panels. And then I'll be doing a lecture relating to my book and a book signing there. That convention in Birmingham is starting on Friday, May 21st, and going through Sunday, May 23rd. So that's coming up for me in a couple of weeks. And, you know, I'm always, you know, eager to do more of that sort of thing if my schedule permits it. The summer's what's best for me because I'm a school teacher.
Yes, yes. And in fact, I know that you're involved in music education. Just an aside to my audience here, Denise and I went to the same high school in the early to mid 1980s. She graduated 2 years after me. I graduated in 85. She graduated in 87. We were both involved in the music program at Vanderbilt Catholic High School in Houma, Louisiana. Special shout out to them, and suffice to say, yeah, I'll admit I'm a band nerd. My fiance is a smart jock, so it's cool. Yang and yang, things work out well. But yeah, we both grew up, you know, enjoying, appreciating the same thing. She was more Star Wars, I was more Doctor Who. But yeah, it's interesting how the paths we've chosen in life have managed to do very well for ourselves. I know you much better than me in regards that you have the chance to mold and shape lives, at least through the gift of music, and me, I just host a radio show. But that being said, can Dragon Con be far behind, if you will, and I do hope that they manage to pay attention to what you're doing and hopefully have you up there Labor Day weekend in Atlanta. Your website, by the way, the book is available at $14.95 U.S., paperback from OutskirtsPress.com, and I know if anybody wants to order the book or visit your website, it's Phoenix Weasley, as in Ron Weasley, I think, Weasley, .wordpress.com, phoenixweasley.wordpress.com. Denise Roper, author of the book The Lord of the Hallows, it's a privilege. It's my honor to have you on that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio.
Well, thank you very much.
Very well. Thank you so much indeed. And stay tuned. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking with Jeff Elowine from Zaldiva Comics. I'm going to get him on the phone, and we're going to be talking with him about whether or not his store managed to fare well during this free comic book day of 2010. Now, how could a store fare well if you're giving away free comics? Well, hopefully people will buy things as well. So stay tuned more after the break. It's That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio, holisticlifestylesradio.com. We're on blogtalkradio.com right now. You can listen to us live, streaming live online at wwnnradio.com, and also our website, thatscifishow.com. That Sci-Fi Show continues on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Stay with us.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today, toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488, or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors aren't able to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
Listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Back to the sitar. It is that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Welcome back to it, Joey Donovan. Glad to have you with us. Want to thank Denise Roper again. And again, she's author of the book, The Lord of the Hollows. And her website is phoenixweasley.com. I forgot it, but I'll mention it before it's over with. But want to thank her once again. Tell you what, more importantly, WordPress.com, phoenixweasley.wordpress.com. And check out, by the way, if you want to purchase her book, it's outskirtspress.com, the name of the book, The Lord of the Hallows, Christian Symbolism and Themes in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter. Now, I'm bringing back the boys in here on this, Chris West and J.R. RJ.
Welcome back.
RJ. Why am I thinking J.R.?
Thank you.
Too much Dallas on the brain. RJ Robbins joining us for this segment, and
it's all a dream?
No, it wasn't all a dream.
Oh, okay.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, and if you don't know, now you know. Joining us right now to talk about Free Comic Book Day, which is today, people, today. Comic stores all across the country are giving away free comic books, not because they want to, but because they want to. And joining us right now to talk about from one of those many comic dealers down in Fort Lauderdale is the owner of Zaldiva Comics. By the way, you can visit their website at zaldiva.com. Jeff Alloween. Yes, that's his name, Jeff Alloween. It's Halloween without the H. Jeff Alloween, owner of Zaldiva Comics. Welcome, sir, to That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio.
Hey, thank you.
So, how's it been going today where Free Comic Book Day is concerned? People busting down the doors? We're seeing new folks we haven't seen in quite a while? Or is it just the same crowd that was here last year to get free comic books?
Actually, it's a lot of new faces. We've got guys coming in from Miami, Palm Beach, even as high as Melbourne, Florida. So, it's when you've got Alan Bellman here, one of the greats of Marvel, you know, people come all over the place. Plus, you know, more and more we're doing advertising, more and more people are hearing what kind of stuff we have, and it's just a really exciting place to hang out.
It is definitely one of the better comic shops in South Florida. It's the comic shop that I normally visit when I'm in South Florida. They're recently moving back from South Carolina. It was a good pleasure to go in there last week and go in and order my Deadpool Core number one to get reissued since you guys were out of it, but you're kind enough to get me a new order quick as well. Very quickly and have a wide selection there for me when I got back. It was quite
cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We sell on eBay, and of course when you're a comic and collectible house, people want to bring you their collectibles, and course, they want $1 million for them. That's why we do a lot of eBay in case our prices don't meet that theirs, or it's just something different that doesn't fit our mix. But we buy so many collections on a daily basis. It's just it's exciting to come in because you never know what kind of, you know, Marilyn Monroe collection or beer, Budweiser or Coca-Cola or, you know, whatever, Looney Tunes stuff is going to come in the door. It's pretty fascinating.
Well, aside from also being an eBay registered drop-off location, you're also a licensed auction house, correct?
Yep. Yeah, the feds came down on everybody about a year ago that if you're not a full auction house, you cannot conduct business for other people on eBay.
Really?
So that's why everybody shut down. We had to spend thousands and thousands of dollars and send people away for a month and go through a six-hour test, just like the stockbroker test, and get the license and then pay for permits and this license and that license. It's crazy. But that's our government.
That's the government we live in. And now if you have any collectibles that you want to get rid of and you want a little extra money for and you want an officially licensed auction house to go to, I suggest Zell Diva Comics, located right off of Commercial, right by 95, correct?
Yep, we're half a mile east of I-95. You can call us for appointments at 938-4133. We do that just because we're on the go all the time. Sometimes we have to run to UPS and pick things up or drop things off and just make sure that I'm here. But, yeah, we sell everything from cars, boats to, you know, we used to do just collectibles because that was our mix. But, you know, we wanted to offer people, you know, estate sales or somebody wanting to sell a car, because a lot of people don't understand comic books because they just didn't grow up with it. But then if they watch movies, most of the movies nowadays are comic-based. But once they walk in, then they're like, wow, I grew up with that, or I know somebody that collects that. So then we decided to do it for everybody, and it just helps us get more traffic.
I definitely think if you remember the movie The 40-Year-Old Virgin, where the guy had just rooms and rooms of collectibles. It's that older generation that did grow up with that now is starting to get rid of their collectibles, and then the newer generation is starting to collect themselves and buy off the older generation. And you're seeing a good a roundabout from the older generation spreading it on to the new, and now it's involving cash, whereas before it was kind of like the passing on of information, you know, the passage of rights to collect the rare items.
So, Chris, you're saying you want to buy my Hogan's Heroes lunchbox?
No, but the TARDIS that you got locked away, I might be interested in.
We'll work on that, pal.
Is there a sex tape in the Hogan's Heroes lunchbox?
No, there's not. No, there is not. By the way, I want to make mention, as I'm looking at their website, Zeldiva.com, they were voted New Times Reader's Choice for Best Comic Shop 2007, and that is nothing to sneeze at, considering you have a certain amount of competition within Broward County, within South Florida for comic shops, unlike New York, where they have quite a lot more. But down here, they're few and far between. So obviously, the one thing they're trying to do is compete for the almighty dollar, or else they'd have to, you know, close the doors. But I can safely say that I've been to Zeldiva, and it's just a standalone building, brick and mortar, and the people there who run it are absolutely great at doing it. Nicole is an absolute sweetheart, and she is still diligent in trying to get for me that life-size Power Girl doll.
Yeah, that's something on all our lists.
But now that I have a fiancé, I have a feeling that maybe I'm going to have to let Chris go ahead and purchase that one. But in addition to that, if you happen to take a look at their website, Zeldiva.com, you'll also notice that they're kind of one of, I think it's unique in the respect, they have a stock symbol, ZLDV. You're on the stock market, publicly traded.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
We can buy stock in Zeldiva.
Yeah, you're going to want to check us out because next week is the week that we're going to be doing a lot of things. We signed up with a company in New York, Charles Morgan Securities, right on Wall Street, and we've got some other things that we're working on that we should be closing next week. The real game plan is to start acquiring other comic shops, other comic conventions, and anything in that realm, and trying to build a distribution where we can go out to, let's say, the next South Park, and all of a sudden, because of the distribution that we've built with our own, you know, comic shops, now we can start pushing that comic book or that comic toy or something around and try to get the masses and, you know, maybe down the road even get into a movie. So we're working on a lot of acquisitions, and hopefully in the next few weeks you're going to start seeing some things happen.
So it's definitely, Zeldiva is definitely a company that somebody would definitely want to invest in. It's going all places. I mean, as far as I remember when you guys started out, it's just a small little comic shop that, you know, maybe two or three people came into every, you know, once a week, or, and you guys just have blown up the last, you know, 3-4 years to where, you know, there's been days I've gone in there and the place is packed.
No, I haven't been down there as of late. The hearse is still parked up front, right?
No, actually, we got a buyer for that.
Ah.
Yes, the hearse is no more. I was a little sad to come back and not see the hearse, but having wrecked a few in my past, it was okay. I understand. They got to go.
Now we have a 64 vet out front.
Ah. Yeah. So if you happen to be driving around, in fact, just looking here for the address, where are we conveniently located at, sir?
We're at 331 East Commercial Boulevard. It's a half a mile east of I-95. Really easy to get to from anywhere. It's on the north side of the road. Can't miss us. Big gray building with Zaldiva.com, comics and collectible, orangish red sign out front. Can't miss us.
You cannot miss the Zaldiva sign.
It sticks out like
a sore thumb. It's great. That's how I actually found the shop.
Yeah. Is Spider-Man still out there on the frontage road waving for people to come in?
Sometimes. We had actually a girl that didn't have much on out there, a power girl, was out there earlier today. She just
life-size power girl.
Yeah.
There she was.
Well, I will clear it with my fiancée and see if I can take a picture of her later on. Right now, my fiancée is Power Girl, so...
That's what I heard.
Yes, this is true. This is true. And with that, Jeff Halloween, owner of Zaldiva Comics, we know you have many things to do, including taking care of, I believe, your guest, Alan Bellman, classic comic from the Golden Age.
Yep.
Artist at Timely during the Golden Age of Comics, also doing the backgrounds for Sid Short's Captain America in 1942, and obviously he is there right now with you. And so we'll let you go ahead and take care of him. And in the meantime, if you want to stop by Zaldiva Comics and Collectibles, visit their website, Zaldiva.com. And their address, again, 331 East Commercial Boulevard in Oakland Park. Telephone 954-938-4133. And they're on Facebook, they're on Twitter, they're on MySpace, they're busting all over. And again, their stock symbol, ZLDV. Zaldiva.com is the website. Again, Jeff Halloween, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy free comic book day and being part of our That Sci-Fi Show for this week.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Stay in touch, and hopefully we can make some money together.
We'll do. It's our honor, sir. It's our honor.
Take care of yourself.
And you as well. Happy free comic book day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye now.
Ciao.
All righty. I think we need to take a break and close up for the week, shall we?
I think it's time to honor the gods of sponsorship.
Yes, we can also pay some bills as well. John Hollis, wherever you are, sir, I hope you're enjoying your birthday. And you'll be listening to him tomorrow from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. In fact, am I right in saying, Chris, you'll also be there as well?
Yes, I will be there as well, and I want to give one more shout-out coming up here on WSBR June 6th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We got MMA Today joining us, a couple of guys, good friends of ours that will be coming on, and for all you MMA guys, they're in-the-business kind of guys. They're, you know, going to bring you the real guys, real live MMA straight from South Florida and how it happens, when it happens, and what's going on.
Probably talk about Tito Ortiz as well, but that's another show for another time. We'll talk about that later on. In the meantime, you are listening to That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Visit the website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. We are on blogtalkradio.com, and you can listen to us streaming audio on wwnnradio.com. And visit our website as well, www.thatscifishow.com. It's That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. I'm Joey Donovan. Stay with us.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
That Sci-Fi Show wrapping up this week's broadcast on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Welcome back to it. Joey Donovan here. Glad to have you with us, along with Chris West and R.J. Robbins. RJ, up to New York next weekend, yes?
Yes, I am.
Ah, what's up in the Big Apple?
Killing two birds with one stone next weekend. It's my sister's birthday and Mother's Day.
Ah, excellent.
Right. Very easy, two birds with one stone. Always works out nicely.
By the way, folks, heads up, Mother's Day is next Sunday, May the 9th. Now,
for those of you living in your mom's basement, usually have flowers or something nice to, you know, smooth things over so she doesn't resent you as much.
A card helps.
And for those of you who have a mother, by all means, please take time to remember her and make sure you get reservations for her at a restaurant, because that is the busiest day of the year in the restaurant business, if you can believe that. Why? Because men can't cook.
That is not true.
I think the Food Network's proven that wrong time and time again.
All right. Well, most men can't cook, but you get the idea, kids. You get the idea. Big event coming up this Sunday, tomorrow night, Fox.
That's right, the 150th episode of Family Guy. And, of course, it's going to be a Brian Stewie spinoff.
And it's going to be an hour-long event.
An hour-long Brian Stewie spinoff where they are trapped in a bank vault.
Again?
Again.
Wow.
Well, no, they've never been trapped in a bank vault.
Okay.
They've been stuck together with glue.
Yes.
They've rode to Rhode Island.
Uh-huh.
Where they had the one where they went after the Rupert.
In Colorado.
And they went into Colorado, and they end up mugging somebody to take his car to get out of there.
And I like the sign that said, like, Rhode Island, 5,425 miles or something.
Yeah. Did we just mug someone? Yeah, Brian. Yeah, we did.
I'll tell you what, though, 150 episodes, it's been like, what, 11 years now since Family Guy debuted on Fox.
I know. Canceled twice, brought back twice.
Yeah, yeah. And this is the show. I mean, everybody thought Third Rock from the Sun was the show that wouldn't die. This is the show that wouldn't die. In fact, I can safely say that we have that. We have its respective spinoffs. Well, not so much a spinoff in American Dad, but it's produced by Seth MacFarlane. But the spinoff, the
Cleveland. Well, they have had crossovers.
They have had crossovers.
And the spinoff in the Cleveland show, which I believe is a little bit funnier.
I think the Cleveland show is, it's starting to get there to where it is a lot funnier than Family Guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Rollo is one of the best characters on earth. The little kid with the fro. I mean, just I wish I had a kid like that.
It's going to be interesting seeing how Kanye West is going to be portrayed when he guest stars on this weekend's edition of Cleveland Show.
Oh no!
Oh great, another Kanye West.
I would love to see a crossover with Rollo and Stewie just doing something.
Yeah, somewhere they end up in the same daycare and some crazy mishap, and they have to survive together. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to it, obviously. The Simpsons celebrating with their 20th anniversary earlier this year. It's hard to believe on that. It's hard to believe that there's a generation of kids who did not know of television before The Simpsons. Really, really.
I remember way back when we were still doing the Bartman.
Yes. You are correct about that. You are correct about that. You are correct about that.
The Bartman.
Yeah.
Throw you back way to the 1980s, 1990s.
What else is in the news, Robin?
Oh, well, we got, for you horror fans, I really don't know if you can classify this series as a horror series, but, yeah, they're making another Scream. Who knew?
Let me guess. Is it Cox or Arquette who need the money more?
I don't know, but apparently it's the original cast is all coming back, so everybody needs money.
Even Drew Barrymore?
No, I don't think she'll be making it back.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
Well, you never know. The Scream 4 poster does say, New Decade, New Rules.
Oh, new Decade.
It could be like Lost, the dead coming back to life.
Yes.
The Scream zombie movie.
Yes, you're correct about that. Any other news? I hear there's like something involved with what is it now?
Well, there's also G.I. Joe was in the news this week, and they're saying that they're actually going to go with less characters.
Really?
In the next movie, not more, less.
Okay.
I guess more is less, though. With kind of screwing up the story on the Baroness and making her Cobra Commander's brother and or sister and. Who turned out to be Dr. Mindbender. I mean, combining two characters into one there and then getting rid of the Baroness because she's no longer the Baroness because she was under mind control. For those of you that didn't see the movie.
Uh-huh. Christopher Eccleston was in the first G.I. Joe movie, wasn't he?
He
was the bad guy.
The cartoon?
No, not the cartoon. The live-action one. It came out. Christopher Eccleston was in
the
cartoon.
We're going to have to check your source on that.
Yeah, IMDb.
Yeah, will you? I believe it was Christopher Eccleston who was in the first G.I. Joe movie. I mean, it looked like Christopher Eccleston. It sounded like Christopher Eccleston. He had that northern accent.
It is Christopher Eccleston. You're very right. He played Destro.
That's right. He played Destro. You see, I know my Doctor Who people because it's like when they happen to strike out, I know them. It's like a member of the family. Christopher Eccleston. Yeah, God bless him. God bless him. So nothing much else going on in the world of sci-fi news and comment as we close out this week.
No, I think we have pretty much touched everything.
Okay. Doctor Who tonight, BBC America, 9 p.m. East.
I think the one clip of the Dalek, would you like some tea?
That's brilliant.
That is absolutely the best clip that I have heard from a Dalek ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there was a clip that we didn't get to play, but it's going to be very interesting and how the series is going to be twisted around. Amy doesn't seem to remember a certain invasion of Earth.
But we will figure those things out. When you guys watch Victory of the Daleks tonight, notice one very important thing, merchandising. So you'll see it tonight when it's on 9 p.m. BBC America. Check your local listings for the channel as well. RJ, safe journey to and from Nueva York next weekend.
Thank you very much, I'll see you guys in in 2 weeks.
That's right. Chris, you'll be back here next week.
I'll be here every week. That's why they pay me.
Yep, Sci-Fi Amy will be here as well, and we will have her, and we'll be wishing her a happy Mother's Day and presenting her with flowers as if it were another Sovietsky-style May Day parade thingy type deal dropper. So we wanna go ahead and let you all know. Thank you, by the way, Chris and RJ. See you next week, Chris. See you in 2 weeks, RJ. Just want to thank once again our sponsors for this hour: Atlantic Shores Hospital, Sound Pillow, and Betchert and Associates. We also want to thank our internet partners: InTheRooms.com, MySoberScene.com, VacancyLove.com, and want to thank them for that. Also, we are heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. and from 10 to 11 p.m., Saturdays with That Sci-Fi Show from 4 to 6 p.m., Sunday, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, all about addiction recovery with John Hollis. And just a heads up, Monday night at 10 p.m., interventionist Ken Seeley of Intervention 911. It will be taking your calls every Monday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. In addition to that, Thursday nights, relapse prevention with Terry Gorski. Sunday nights, for those of you who know some friends out around the United States, you can listen to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Sunday nights from 9 to 12 East, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight East, on KLNG, Omaha, Nebraska, WSKY, Asheville, North Carolina, WFAM, Augusta, Georgia, WITK, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, PA, WNVY, Pensacola, Florida, WYYC, York, PA, all of them AM stations. Also, just a heads up, you can listen to our show on blogtalkradio.com, listen to us in streaming audio on WWNNradio.com, visit our website, thatscifishow.com, and you can also check out the website for Holistic Lifestyles Radio. It's revamped, constantly updated. It's www.holisticlifestylesradio.com. For Chris West, for RJ Robbins, special thanks to Denise Roper, author of the book The Lord of the Hollows, which is a Christian perspective on the Harry Potter mythos, and also special thanks to Jeff Alleween from Zaldiva Comics, Zaldiva.com. Want to thank you all for listening. John Hollis, thanks for letting us warm the seat up for you. Hope you're enjoying your time in Vegas, and we'll hear from him tomorrow night. Happy birthday, by the way, John. Thanks once again for listening to That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Earth and sky.
A rocky substance called oil shale is abundant in Western North America. Experts say they can extract usable oil from this shale, but geologist Craig Cooper speaks of trade-offs in the extraction process.
It'd take a lot of water, about 5% of the total water in the Upper Colorado River Basin, to replace just 10% of our oil imports with oil harvested from these oil shales using old technologies.
Cooper works for Idaho National Labs, which conducts energy research. He worries about the water needed by wildlife and humans in the Colorado Basin.
There's a large question as to whether or not in this basin there's enough water to meet existing claims, much less new claims that may come online from oil shale.
Cooper spoke of making the oil extraction process less water intensive by using recycled water.
In the West, we have a lot of natural gas wells that produce wastewater that has to be treated of and disposed of. Why not use this unconventional water for the unconventional oil and oil shale?
Scientists hope to change existing water laws that make it difficult to use this recycled water. We're celebrating the International Year of Planet Earth. Our thanks to the National Science Foundation and the U.S. Geological Survey. More at yearofplanetearth.org. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.
Hello, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson. The 2004 hurricanes that devastated our state left a trail.